Canadian school bus driver Michael Osh said a long-term care facility is the only place left for me after his fourth COVID-19 shot left him with transverse myelitis, the disabling, degenerative neurological condition marked by spinal cord inflammation. Osh told medical analyst John Campbell, PhD, he believes medical professionals gaslit him when they diagnosed him with acute idiopathic transverse myelitis, meaning the cause of his condition was unknown, even though his symptoms began within 36 hours of the shot. However, his own doctor immediately told him, "Don't take another vaccine," when Osh sought treatment after he experienced his first symptom, a dragging leg. Before his fourth shot, Osh was a fit, active man in his mid-50s. He had walked across Canada. He loved gardening. In 2020, he developed a mild case of COVID-19. After the vaccines became available, he received the AstraZeneca and Pfizer shots, followed by two doses of the Moderna boosters. After the second booster, his leg began to drag and then he couldn't walk. He recovered briefly, but days later blacked out while driving a school bus home after dropping off the children. He said he ran off the road, but escaped injury. The neurologist told him he had never seen a spinal lesion so large in someone who had not suffered a serious impact. He also said that because the lesions affected a very sensitive part of Osh's spine, they were inoperable. Osh said the doctors acknowledged his condition was linked to the vaccine, but refused to document it in his medical record. According to Osh, Ontario doctors who recorded vaccine injuries risked reprimand and loss of licensure. As his symptoms worsened, he pursued various treatments. A high-dose corticosteroid regimen offered temporary relief, and an anti-inflammatory diet helped slightly. However, his health has continued to decline. Today, Osh cannot walk, he has only partial use of his hands, and he wears a diaper because he is not mobile enough to access the restroom. He suffers painful spasms and general body pain. He said that over time, his vital organs will begin to shut down, and he will die. "It's not pretty," he said. "It's my life and it's something I'm dealing with on a daily basis." Osh said that because his condition is considered idiopathic, it is also considered untreatable by the Canadian healthcare system. He now lives in a long-term care home with minimal supervision. A doctor checks on him once a month. Osh has requested treatments such as plasma apheresis, where clinicians remove blood cells, platelets, or plasma from a patient to help relieve symptoms, or a hyperbaric chamber. He was told that he doesn't qualify for those treatments because of his idiopathic diagnosis. Campbell called that decision an absolutely outrageous failure to treat Osh as an individual. "That's the way it is, unfortunately," Osh said. "Because I don't fit into their box." He said he pays out of pocket for supplements, including a weekly immunoglobulin therapy, which offers limited relief. Osh said the only doctors willing to treat him are in the US, but he can't afford to travel for treatment. "It's sad that there is treatment out there and I can't get it." He said he can no longer do much physically, but he continues to make an effort to live life. Campbell said many medical professionals are unfamiliar with the various conditions linked to vaccine injuries. "They don't know how to deal with it, and they may not be the best source of information for people who are suffering," he said. Campbell said that while universities won't formally research vaccine injuries and governments won't acknowledge them, many brilliant doctors and researchers are studying the issue. Osh said he understands that doctors have a lot to lose, so he doesn't blame those who silenced him and refused to formally acknowledge his injury. However, he expressed deep gratitude for those who decide to speak out, and they don't care about the consequences, because the cause is right. Watch here.